This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Jess Mowboy, go the Cowboys!
Good morning, go the Cowboys. Oh my gosh, how are you guys?
Good. We are so good. Are you a Cowboys fan? Are you going for them tonight against Panthers?
Look, yes, I've always been a Cowboys fan. My mum grew up in North Queensland, so yeah, it just runs through the blood. Pretty much.
Yeah, amazing.
No shaking that.
Well, let's go back a step to your music. I got very distracted by that. Your new album is called Hilda. That's very personal to you because that's actually your middle name, hey?
Yes, it is. So I was named after Nana on my mum's side, so my mother's mother. But yeah, I never got to meet her, but I listened to a lot of stories about her through uncles and aunties. And yeah, it just kind of, it was a time where I just, well, for me, it was a personal growth time for me with this record and knowing that I guess, sacrificed a lot of time away from family and I just needed to reconnect and go back home and spend a lot of the time there creating this record.
That's so nice.
What a beautiful way to do that
through
what you do best, which is music. That's a gorgeous story.
Yeah.
Jess, I have to ask you a question, and this has been burning away at me knowing that we were going to have a chat to you. The Masked Singer recently wrapped up, and it was revealed earlier this week that Bushranger was none other than Bonnie Anderson. But since the early days of the show, everyone, like Australia, was 100% positive. That's Jess Mowboy. Bushranger's Jess Mowboy. Got to be Jess Mowboy. It wasn't you. You had no affiliation with the show whatsoever. But did you feel the pressure to keep that a secret?
Honestly, I think I almost felt like I was. or I had so many text messages, even from family. So family who know me so well were like, "No, you are like you're mucking around with us." But yeah, after that, like they obviously figured it out. There were bets even.
Wow.
There were bets in my family happening. I'm like, I'm really not. It's like, you'd be the first people that would know. But it was funny.
But that's totally...
I felt a bit of pressure.
And saying you weren't Bushranger is so something that Bushranger would say. So no one's going to believe you.
No one believes me.
You could have been a real jerk and just come out and filmed a video and just gone, "Hey, I'm not Bushranger. Stop saying I am. It is Bonnie Anderson."
Yeah. Look, I didn't even know it was Bonnie Anderson. But yeah, like names are being thrown around, and I just it was hilarious to just to be entertained by this.
Jess, 2020, it's been an up and down year for everyone, yourself included.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to do any wedding planning yet? You got engaged last year, or is that just totally on the back burner?
I know, it's crazy to think, I was only engaged last year. I'm writing off 2020. This is just definitely not the time. It's pretty much rebuilding. I feel like a lot of people are having to rebuild at this time. Family, even my own family. It's a weird time, but we just have to get back on it and hopefully 2021 will be something else.
Well, Jess, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I got engaged only a month before you did, and I revealed this week that I've bought... Thank you to you too. I revealed this week, though, that I've bought my reception dress, and I've bought it a size too small.
That's, by the way, that's right, everyone.
Because
Gabby's doing a costume
doing
change at
dresses.
Her wedding, which I love.
Very extra. But I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on that, because you'd be looking at wedding dresses, and I'm planning on losing weight. So good idea or bad idea?
Look, I'm not even at that stage. I haven't looked at anything. Just haven't really had the time to have a look, but I'm sure it's going to be fun. I've heard so many stories, horror stories as well as good stories.
You and Gabby very much in the same boat. Don't do what she did.
Let's
buy
go,
the dress
Gabby.
A size
Let's
too small. Jessica, hey, we got to wrap it up, but the number one Aria debut album, Hilda, is out now. We love that single, Butterfly. Jessica Mowboy, thank you for your time.
Thank you both. Big love. The Hit Breakfast Show.